This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Blueville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Blueville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Blueville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on the 21st of this month at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Moonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. Still is not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
This is KE8ANU in Marysville, Ohio.
Okay, very good. I believe I've got the first part of it correct. KD8, is that correct? I didn't get the last part or the name.
Kilo Echo 8, Alpha November Uniform. And my name is Ed.
Okay, Ed, very good. Thank you for checking in, and always glad to have new folks come in and join us on the Echo Link. So how's your day today?
It was pretty good. I'm in Marysville, Ohio, so it got up to probably about 50 degrees today and was sunny outside. Kids are in the process of coloring Easter eggs right now for tomorrow for the Easter rat bunny. Other than that, things are going pretty well. How about you?
All right, very good here. Had a bit of cold weather today. It didn't get very warm, so we had better weather yesterday and the day before. You know, it was in the 50s and so on. So turned out to be a kind of a wintry day again, contrary to what spring is supposed to bring for us. Okay, well, thank you very much for checking in. Appreciate it. And always nice to have out-of-state visitors on the Echo Link. All right, I'll make another call. Anyone else on the Echo Link care to check in? This is N5AOW. Okay. Stations heard, or are there any portable battery powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KD2AIT, good evening.
KA2NZ.
Okay, we've got two more. KA2ZNZ, KD2AIT. Jeff, what's going on?
Well, not much. I had to do just a little bit of work in the morning, but nothing crazy. And me and my one son there, we went up to camp to see how the woods are progressing. Still about a foot and a half of snow up there on the road. So, I don't know. It's going to be tight. I was hoping we all drive up in there next weekend, but we're going to need some warm weather this week here to make that happen. But you never know. Anyway, just 3 miles down the road, though, the woods were, I wouldn't say bare, but if there was a road there, you could probably drive through it with your truck. But once you get up in the higher elevations there, all bets are off. Anyway, then we ran to Utica because in the middle of the night last night, my TV in the bedroom died. And I'm one of them people that just need that TV running or I can't sleep. So we ran up there and got a new TV for the bedroom, and then picked up some stuff. We're heading over to my aunt's for Easter tomorrow, at least most of us here are. And we're making baked clams for the party, so everybody usually brings something, so that's what we're making. And that's about it. So we'll turn it back over to Net Control. This is KD2AIT.
Okay, Jeff, sounds like your voice is kind of turning on you too again. I hope that gets better. And now maybe with a new TV, get back to sleep. Well, I tell you what, winter is not letting go too easy. Doggone it, we just can't seem to make any headway with it. But I put the order in last night, actually pretty early before that, yesterday evening. I want, or I'd like to have anyway, it to rain hot water probably for about 2.5 hours. Not real heavy, but just kind of a medium rain. I think it would help the situation a lot. And with that, I'll say 7-3, have a good evening, get some sleep. And we'll see what Jack's got on the line for us. KU2ZNZ, Jack, how you doing?
Yeah, well, good evening, Bob, and I think that was Jeff ahead of you there. I had a lot of static down this way. It's been a few through tonight. And I suspect it was a little soft-spoken because he can't talk too well there. So there's nothing funny in there, of course. I hope it clears up soon. I've been through that routine. Something too special down here. We had a few snow flurries tonight. We went from 60 yesterday to a high of 40 today. And right now we're at 30, looks like about 33. So, gonna be not too pleasant a day tomorrow, I guess, for those celebrating Easter Sunday. 7 days all along. KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, I know what you mean there with the with the weather. It just don't want to let go. You know, we can't seem to get anywhere. I think Jeff's got a little problem with the voice. I got the same thing, and I don't know what brings it in, but seems like in the evening it gets worse. Yeah, he was talking a little soft. It's about the way I get sometimes. Sometimes the voice goes totally away. But yeah, I noticed with the static you were talking about, different times it seems like there's a station in the background, like it's brought up, maybe a repeater, and just background noise and no audio from it. So I don't know what creates that, whether it's a washover from different areas or whatever, but anyway, it does create a problem for you at times. Okay, Jack, thank you for checking in. Last night I was going to check in with you and I fell asleep, so I got a saying for that. I'm not quite sure where it went, but you know, it's one of those things. When I work, I work hard. When I sit loose. And when I think, I fall asleep. So that's my words of wisdom this evening. So with that, I'll make another call. 73, Jack, I'll talk to you later. This is N5AOW, looking for check-in.
N2PFM with a late check-in. Just want to mention we had about an inch of snow today. Temperature low was 31. Temperature high was 42 with some this afternoon. And we had about an inch of snow. That's gone. Temperature here 32. 2PFM clear. Good evening, all.
Okay, George. Well, that kind of took care of that. Got, yeah, it's a good report. Yeah, I don't think we got that warm today. I think it was all, all up 30 or 31 degrees for a high, and I think right now it's in the upper 20s, so. Yeah, a like Jack said, maybe a little bit cooler tomorrow. One of these days, we're supposed to get some warm weather. I see we're on the forecast. We're scheduled to get in the 40s towards the beginning of the week, and hopefully it'll climb up from there. But I'm certainly not counting on it, but I'm wishing it well. With that, I'll make another call. This is N5AOW. Looking for additional check-ins.
KC2NBU.
KC2NBU, Ray. How's everything with you this evening?
We've got 31 degrees. Let's see, the hot water heater started boiling water last night and turning it to steam. And then this morning the sump pump quit. And the basement flooded this afternoon. and I didn't get my nap. If Bob wants a warm rain, I think he's going to have to relocate to Miami. But that's it.
Ray, I think you're right. You know, that was just a wish I had with the warm rain. But, yeah, it's definitely going to happen in another area, not here. Well, it sounds like you've had the whole gamut of things go wrong today. And that's just not right. You know, one thing is bad enough, but three, that's way too much. A man shouldn't have to endure that kind of thing. It's really not funny, and I know exactly what you mean. We've had a few things like that in different days. And boy, that just plain turns against you. Well, sorry to hear you had such a time of it today. Maybe tomorrow will be better, but I know today leads into tomorrow's solution for the things that happened today. And that gets profound, but oh boy, I'll tell you what, we have our share of things that do go wrong. All right, well, 7-3 to you, Ray. Thank you for checking in, and I hope tomorrow does turn out better for you. Okay, this is N5AOW. Looking for additional check-in. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Well, my day was pretty quiet. I pretty much stayed in the house, did some soldering on a couple of projects, and worked on that. And what else? Got on HF for a little bit. Checked in on a couple of places there, and pretty much was a sum total of it. Took it easy, was outside for a little bit, and tonight I went down and helped a friend with her boiler. Just didn't come on, and the house was getting cold, so we got that at least up and running, and sometime in the near future, I guess they're going to replace it. And that was about it. Other than that, I spent a little time watching a movie and the rest of the golf on Saturday. I'll watch the finale of it, I guess, tomorrow in the afternoon. Okay, I'll make a final call. Anyone else care to check in? This is N5AOW. Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Ed in Marysville, Ohio, Jeff, Jack, George, and Ray for checking in. To all those that listen, 73. This is N5AOW Clear.
Rock 10, but I'm being wiped out tonight by Rochester 655 or somebody using it. Let me give it a minute here. I'll tell you what, I'll be come back in a few minutes. Maybe it'll be clearer then. K KA2ZZ.
And 5AOW, good evening, Jack.
Hope to hear everyone tomorrow evening. KB2KOJ is back.